Well, shortly, the North Texas Commercial Association of Realtors and Real Estate, known as NTCAR, will have two new inductees into their Real Estate Hall of Fame. Jerry Jones, who's made the transition from some other business. I can't remember what he does. But Toby Grove, who's been doing this for a long time. Tobin Grove is the president of KDC, the Dallas-based company that builds everything, and he's our guest right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here, too.
Yeah, and this company's been around for a long time, but I guess until CityLine, I mean, this mammoth thing that sprang up overnight that you guys built, I don't think I really followed KDC very closely.
Well, I mean, the company was founded in Dallas in 1989, and our business has always been just single-tenant net lease development. So we call ourselves corporate home builders. We build corporate office buildings for investment-grade clients.
So you built a 186-acre home for State Farm.
Well, State Farm's just a small component of it. They're very interesting. They were really ahead of the curve. They came out early, and they really wanted a different type of atmosphere. They were really focused on trying to recruit and retain employees, and they wanted a true mixed-use development. This was 2012 when we won that assignment, so they're on roughly 20 acres out of the 186. We've also got a big Raytheon facility there. We have retail, we have apartments, we've got hotels, and we still have about 70 acres left that will be filled in with additional development of all kinds.
Well, it was genius because, I mean, it was this great intersection that I don't know, it never had been developed. It was available. It always kind of seemed odd that it'd be skipped. And I figured, well, that's it. That's not going to be topped. This West legacy that you guys are co-developing with FEMA and with Columbus Realty, that's just remarkable.
It is remarkable. JCPenney had the land up there. They put it into a venture. They had 250 acres that they put into a venture with FEMA, Carahan, Robert Shaw, and our group. And if you go back and look at the original pro formas, we had an aggressive delivery schedule or build-out schedule of 7 years and a more traditional of 12 years. And in fact, in 3 years, we had developed everything but 10 acres. And
just remarkable.
Obviously, the Toyota commitment up there was huge, and to bring their North American headquarters was big, the FedEx office headquarters, the old Kinko's group. Then Liberty Mutual wanted to improve their facilities. We built 1.1 million for them. And then on top of that, JP Morgan Chase committed to 1 million square feet, which we are delivering right now. And they have designs and the ability to add another 1 million square feet. Liberty Mutual's got land and the design to add another 500,000 square feet.
Wow.
So you're seeing a tremendous amount of continued development. And then you throw in the deal that Robert and FEMA did, which is, you know, $400 million worth of residential and retail, and it's phenomenal.
You've been here forever. I mean, you graduated from SMU within real estate and have stayed on through here. I remember the early 80s, the boom times before the crash, but it wasn't this busy, was it? Have we ever seen activity like this?
You know, I got out of school in 83, so I missed some of that, and I saw some of the big skyscrapers, high-rises getting built in downtown. But I think more of that was capital-driven as opposed to tenant-driven. If you look at everything that we've been involved in, it's truly driven by corporate users.
Scrambling to find a place for their home because they need it.
And we're really lucky to be in DFW. As bad as it was here in the late 80s and early 90s, it's that much better than every place else right now, and it continues to be because of the groups that are continuing to move to the Metroplex.
But we, at some point, and in some areas, you're down to infill. I mean, Ross Perot Jr. was on the other show the other day, and I was surprised to hear. He said, well, we've still got 7 acres to fill in Victory, but only 7 acres.
You know, we've done a lot of development around the Metroplex and around the country, too, but we've never done a lot in Dallas. And I know that Steve Van Amberg and Mike Hoke were here recently, and one of the reasons that we're really intrigued with Mike's site downtown, or the reason we partnered with him, is due to the scale. It's big enough.
Now, this is the smart city, and it's 20 acres.
Yes.
Sort of behind on the south side of the City Hall.
It's everything from the farmer's market over to the convention center behind City Hall. So there's enough land to do something with enough scale that has really driven our interest. I'm bullish on downtown Dallas probably for the first time in my career.
You know, you guys have kind of made believers out of me, because I'm telling you, I went through a long period where I'd go to the cocktail party and there'd be this unveiling of this model. And then somewhere there's a big warehouse full of models in Dallas that never got built, but they all seem to be getting built now.
Well, and again, I think the capital markets are totally different now than what they were in the 80s. So these projects are well funded, they're well capitalized, they're financed with reasonable levels of debt, and there is demand. Ultimately, there has to be tenants to fill these places up, and that's why they're getting built.
You know, it's interesting to see, and I knew you were involved in that area on the west side of Love Field that suddenly, I mean, I guess Exchange Park was big in the 50s, but there hadn't been anything over there since Exchange Park. And all of a sudden, that's a hot area.
I think you're going to continue to see these companies come back into more urban areas. I think there's going to be suburban-urban development, similar to what we've done at Legacy West and City Line, and you've seen in some other places. But I think you're going to continue to see corporate users drive back the growth back into the core center.
That really changes some demographic. I mean, you're going to have to be building some schools because, I mean, all these areas, you know, they got old and all the kids grew up and you didn't need schools anymore. And if you're opening these areas back up, it's going to change a lot of things.
You know, I not to get into all the school issues, but that's something that needs to be dealt with in the DISD. And I think strides are being made. But I agree. I think there's going to have to be all kinds of new development in the city of Dallas.
All right. So we're in Galleria talking right now. And right out my window, I can see an area that you guys have an interest in, the old Valley View Shopping Center. You and the people who ended up with the Sears land, Seritage, right?
Seritage, which is a public company, and they were formed and seeded with about 250 Sears assets.
Yeah.
So it's a public company, and we have partnered with them on that site and are actually in the midst of a development plan on their particular parcel and trying to tie it back into the rest of the old mall site. And ultimately, there's some fractured ownership right now, but it's I think there's progress being made.
Good location.
And it'll be a huge success, but it's just taken some time.
So you're not ready to announce a major tenant? Are you drawing a scheme? Are you out looking for what drives what? If you have a tenant and then you come up with what the project looks like? Or?
You know, we do a lot of architectural planning and that we can take to go market to potential tenants, but the tenants are pretty sophisticated on where they want to be and what amenities they want. It's all about trying to attract and retain employees. And, you know, a lot of these corporate folks have said that for years, but it never really translated. Now that is the focus. And so we have designs that we are out showing to potential tenants. And in other cases, we have tenants that we've kind of hooked up with and are looking at various sites and designs.
Well, you're in the midst of a great career here. You've seen a lot of change. And I never thought I'd see all these work, live, play areas pop up around here.
It is truly amazing. I've been doing this for 35 years. And when I first started and got out of school, your building here, the gallery, two wasn't built yet. And one was kind of the end of the road. So there's been a lot of change.
Yep. And I guess we'll continue to be for a while. So Tobin Grove, the latest laureate into the Commercial Real Estate Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.